Okay, let's see, gentlemen. We'll go back now. We've got two cases under advisement. Our first case is case number 11,470.
That's correct.
Sorry?
Right. Chandler, Melissa and John Chandler.
Yeah, that's the lady who was trying to sell this. Her husband's and ex-husband's incarcerated. She had nothing to do with this. This was not created by her. I think she dressed them as well as she could with the help of Mr. Mills. So.
Yeah, that's...
Remember, I think she did well, and she's at a dilemma.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. I felt like there were many, many dilemmas for this lady in this case, and I didn't know how the rest of you felt, but I thought it merited some discussion.
Right. Mr. Workman, how do you feel about this case?
I have no problem with it. I think she answered questions. Okay. She did answer the answer was right.
Mr. Ricker?
Yes, I think she was forthcoming. She said everything she had to say here. And
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yep. I asked her the questions and...
She answered the best.
I'm pretty much convinced that she meets the standards.
All right. Well, then, if there's no further discussion, the chair will entertain a motion then. Do I have a motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,470. Okay. There was a... I believe the applicant, at the best of her ability, had addressed the standards for granting a variance. And I believe that the applicant did not have a lot to do with what has absolutely happened, but she is the owner and must appear before us. So the uniqueness is such that the garage was put in there by her husband with a builder.
Mm-hmm.
Builder, he hired a builder. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by her, and a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation and use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickard and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,470. All those in favor of that motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,470 is approved. Now, the next.